The most dangerous thing you can do to any group of people is convince them that their failures are never their fault, that they are forever at the mercy of history, society, or some external enemy. This is what the so-called black leaders and their allies on the left have done for decades, and it has kept black America in a perpetual state of stagnation. Victimhood culture is not just unproductive, it is crippling, it removes any sense of agency, personal responsibility, or the drive to succeed. Worse still, it creates a class of grifters, politicians, activists, and organizations who profit from keeping black Americans in a state of grievance. Take Black Lives Matter as an example. This is an organization that raised over $90 million in 2020 alone. Where did that money go? Into buying luxury mansions for the movement's leaders. Did any of it go into black communities suffering from crime and poverty? No, because BLM was never about improving black lives. It was about enriching its founders while keeping the racial grievance industry alive. And this is not new. The so-called black leadership in America has been running this racket for decades. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton made entire careers out of racial activism, shaking down corporations and politicians while doing nothing to actually improve the lives of black Americans. The irony is that these same people who claim to be fighting for black lives are completely indifferent to the biggest threat facing black Americans, black-on-net crime. Let's talk about numbers. In 2020, fewer than 20 unarmed black men were shot and killed by police in the entire country. Meanwhile, over 7,000 black people were murdered, almost all by other black people. That's nearly 400 times the number of police killings. Yet the media, the activists, and the politicians focus on the rare instances of police shootings as if that is the defining crisis of black life in America. Think about that absurdity for a moment. You have a population where over 90% of homicides are committed by members of the same race. And yet, the narrative we hear is that the biggest threat to black people is white police officers. It's nonsense. And it's dangerous nonsense because it leads to policies like defunding the police that make crime even worse in black neighborhoods. You do not see marches when a black child is caught in a crossfire of gang violence. You do not see corporations donating billions when a black man is killed in a drive-by shooting. Why? Because there is no political leverage to be gained from addressing those issues. There is no financial incentive. One of the most persistent and damaging lies of our time is the idea that black people are struggling today because of slavery. If that were true, then other groups who face similar or worse oppression should also be at the bottom of society, but they are not. The Irish came to America as indentured servants, treated as subhuman, forced to work in brutal conditions and discriminated against for generations. They rose. The Jews faced thousands of years of persecution culminating in the Holocaust, where 6 million were exterminated. They rose. The Chinese immigrants who built America's railroads were treated as disposable labor, paid next to nothing, and barred from integrating into society. They rose. The Japanese Americans were thrown into internment camps during World War II. They rose. The difference is not historical oppression, it is culture. These groups prioritized education, family structure, and economic advancement. They did not waste time blaming their past. They did not demand government intervention or reparations. They focused on self-improvement, discipline, and values that lead to success. What's truly ironic is that black Americans were making enormous economic progress in the early 20th century, before the rise of the welfare state. In 1960, 78% of black children were raised in two-parent homes. Today, that number is under 30%. What changed? It wasn't slavery. It wasn't Jim Crow. It was the government stepping in and replacing fathers with welfare checks. The same government that claims to be helping black people has done more damage than any plantation owner ever could. Reparations are one of the most ridiculous ideas ever put forward. The idea that you can go back centuries, assign collective guilt, and redistribute money to people who were never slaves is nothing more than a political bribe disguised as justice. And history proves that reparations do not work. Germany paid reparations to Jewish Holocaust survivors, but it did not erase economic disparities overnight. Japan paid reparations to Korea for its brutal occupation, but Korea had to build its own economy through discipline and hard work. Even in the United States, we have already spent trillions on welfare programs that were supposed to lift black people out of poverty. And what has it achieved? Dependence, fatherless homes, failing schools. If money alone was the answer, the problem would have been solved decades ago. But wealth is not just money. It is habits, culture, discipline, and values. And these cannot be given. They must be earned. If black Americans want to succeed, they need to reject victimhood and embrace responsibility. That starts with education. The public school system, run by leftist bureaucrats and teachers' unions, is failing black children. That is why school choice is essential. Parents should be able to take their tax dollars and send their kids to the best schools available. Charter schools, private schools, homeschooling, anything that gives them a real chance. Next is family structure. The data is undeniable. Children who grow up in two-parent households do better in every measurable way. Crime, dropout rates, drug use, everything improves when a father is present. Instead of glorifying single motherhood as empowering, we need to be honest about the fact that stable families are the foundation of success. And finally, black leadership needs to change. The so-called leaders of the black community have been running the same cities for decades, Detroit, Baltimore, Chicago, and they have done nothing but make things worse. The problem is not racism. The problem is bad leadership and a lack of accountability. The solution is not more government programs. It is not more dependency. It is not waiting for handouts or blaming history. The solution is hard work, disciplined education, and strong families. The longer black America clings to the myth of victimhood, the further behind it will fall. The people who claim to be fighting for justice are often the ones benefiting the most from black misery. Real empowerment comes from rejecting excuses and taking control of one's own future. History has shown time and again that those who focus on self-improvement, education, and personal responsibility will succeed, regardless of race or background. The question is whether black America is willing to embrace those principles or remain trapped in a cycle of grievance and failure.